Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Aaron Judge extended his career-best home run streak to 5 games by going deep twice in the Yankees' 6th consecutive win, a 9-7 comeback over the Red Sox. Also, the Braves blanked the Mets 4-0. In MLB news, the Mets say slugger Yoenis Cespedes has opted out of the remainder of the season due to concerns about COVID-19. His whereabouts became a concern early yesterday after he didn't report to the ballpark and didn't reach out to management with any explanation for his absence. Cespedes went 0-for-4 during a 7-1 loss on Saturday, leaving him 5-for-31 with 15 strikeouts this season. And for the second day in a row, the Marlins had no positive tests among their players and staff still in Philadelphia. The Phillies also received results of Saturday's COVID-19 testing and say there were no new positives. The Phillies plan to resume games today, starting with a match against the Yankees at 7:05 p.m. In the NBA yesterday, the Celtics blew a 24-point lead before rallying to beat the Trailblazers 128-124, and the Nets downed the Wizards 118-110. In the NHL, the Flyers outscored the Bruins 4-1 and took Game 1 of their round-robin series, which will determine seeding in the Stanley Cup playoffs. In NASCAR, Brad Keselowski earned his 3rd victory of the season at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. And at Saratoga Race Course, 4-year-old Horace Moretti took the $100,000 Birdstone with a time of 2 minutes 58.51 seconds. And in case you missed it, 4-year-old Horace Improbable took the 93rd running of the $750,000 Whitney Stakes on Saturday with a time of 1 minute 48.65 seconds. In NFL news, Eagles coach Doug Peterson has tested positive for COVID-19. The Eagles released a statement yesterday saying Peterson is asymptomatic and under self-quarantine. Meanwhile, receiver Marquise Lee and tight end Matt Lacoste join a list of 6 other Patriots players opting to sit out the season over concerns about the virus. I'm Jesse King.